Hello and welcome, my dear boys and girls. Today, I have a brand new story on your favorite children's podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I hope you have all been good children and have been listening to your parents and elders, because today's story is about a young boy called Satya, who used to forget things that anyone told him. Let's find out a little bit more about him. Satya was a happy-go-lucky child who always tried to listen to his elders. Everything that his parents or teachers told him, he always tried to follow. But unfortunately for Satya, he was extremely absent-minded. While he meant to follow instructions, he often forgot or muddled them up, which created the most hilarious situations. One Sunday, Satya's mother sent him to go and get some milk, flour and butter for baking a cake. However, poor Satya got a roll of silk, a bouquet of roses and dosa batter instead of butter. His mother couldn't understand whether to laugh or cry. She had asked him to write the list down so that he didn't forget. But Satya had been extremely confident that he would be able to remember three simple things. Of course, needless to say, no cake got baked that day. One time, Satya went to school and realized that he had forgotten to carry his homework. The poor boy was punished in front of the whole class and had to repeat his homework twice as his punishment. Satya was actually beginning to get fed up of himself. While his family loved him and tolerated all his mistakes, it was becoming very difficult to explain these mix-ups to outsiders, and they were not as patient with him as his parents or family members were. One day, as Satya was walking home from school, he saw a poster stuck to a wall. The headline of the poster caught his attention and Satya walked closer to read it. The poster said, "Trouble with your memory? We can help you. Trouble remembering things? We can help you." Satya read the poster carefully. It seemed to have been designed specially for him. If these people could really help him remember everything, his troubles in life would be sorted and he would never receive any punishment or scoldings from his teachers or embarrass his family or friends. Satya wrote down the number that was printed on the poster carefully in his notebook and went home. He planned to call up and find out exactly how they could help him. Satya finished his lunch and sat down to dial the number given on the poster. His parents were away at work and his grandparents were taking their afternoon nap. So the boy was quite alone as he dialed. Satya held the receiver to his ears and listened. But all he could hear was the ringing tone. After trying 5 or 6 times, the boy finally gave up and decided to forget about it. It was probably a trick or a hoax anyway and wasn't real. Just as Satya turned away from the telephone, it rang with a shrill tone, making him jump. He turned around and snatched up the receiver, afraid that his grandparents might wake up.
"Hello? Is that Satya?"
said a deep voice from the other end of the phone. Satya was startled. How did the caller know his name?
Yes, this is Satya. Who is this?"
stammered the little boy.
"Don't worry, Satya. I know you were trying to call me after reading my poster. You may address me as Dr. Z. Tell me, what help do you need, boy?"
The voice boomed down the receiver. Satya felt slightly more confident now and he explained his problem to Dr. Z. The doctor listened to him patiently and said,
"No problem, Satya. There is a simple cure for your problems. But you must follow the instructions I give you without fail for 2 complete weeks.
Satya happily agreed. After all, if he could get better at remembering things, all his troubles in life would get resolved. Dr. Z gave Satya some instructions and the boy wrote them down. The next morning, Satya woke up early as he had a long list of things he had to complete. He first went to the hall and fetched his grandfather's walking stick for him as he left for his morning walk. His grandfather smiled at him and ruffled his head as he walked out. Satya then went to the garden and plucked a few fresh flowers for the dining table. As his parents drank their morning coffee, they looked at him appreciatively and thanked him for cheering their morning up. Next, Satya went to the terrace and watered all the plants there. The garden was taken care of by the gardener, but the terrace was his grandma's domain. She used to climb up 2 flights of stairs every day to water her beloved plants and had often asked Satya for help. At least today, he had saved her the trip. Finally, Satya cleaned up all the books lying in the room, which he shared with his older brother. This way, they would each be able to find their things more easily. He also packed up his school books as per the day's timetable and felt happy, thinking that today his teachers would not scold him for forgetting anything. After such a great start to the morning, Satya went to school as usual and ended up having a wonderful day. As he had not forgotten to carry his lunchbox, he didn't go hungry either. Neither did any teacher scold him, as he had carried all his books and all his assignments absolutely correctly. That afternoon, after Satya returned home, he realized that he had not forgotten to do anything the whole day, thanks to the instructions given to him by Dr. Z. All through the day, his hand would keep slipping into his pocket to read the instructions provided by Dr. Z, and he would follow them to the T. Whether to complete chores, do his homework, help clear up the room, and so on. That night, Satya went to sleep a happy boy. The next morning, Satya woke up excited and eager to start the day. Every time he was in doubt about what to do next, he would refer to the list of instructions in his pocket, and the day passed without a hitch. Slowly, things settled down into a routine over the next 2 weeks. Satya always had his list ready with him and always knew what to do next without anyone having to remind him. At the end of 2 weeks, Satya realized that he did not need the list anymore. He had got into the habit of doing everything that was required. Although the list was useful, he now knew exactly what he needed to do. Satya felt a glow of pride when he realized that he could now spend the whole day without anyone having to remind him of anything. That evening after dinner, his whole family gathered around Satya. They said they had a surprise for him. They switched off the lights and suddenly the voice of Dr. Z boomed out.
"Congratulations, Satya. Well done. You have proved that you are a responsible and a caring boy who doesn't forget important things. We are all very happy at the progress you have made and we wish you all the very best."
The lights came on at that moment and Satya realized that it had been his father talking into a muffled microphone to disguise his voice and make it sound like the character of Dr. Z. They had come up with a unique and a different plan to make Satya take his chores and his responsibilities seriously by creating the character of Dr. Z, who had helped Satya to build good habits by making a list and following it till the actions became automatic for him. They had managed to teach Satya that it was only he who could decide to care for people and take his own work seriously. Satya thanked his whole family for taking so much trouble to teach him such an important lesson. They truly loved him a lot. From that day forward, Satya always remembered to complete everything that his elders asked him to. He never wanted to be forgetful Satya again. I hope you enjoyed the story, children. Do such things happen with you too? Do you sometimes forget to listen to your elders or complete your chores? In that case, why don't you also follow Satya's advice and make a list? I'm sure it will help you. I'll see you next time with another new story. Until then, take care, be good, and bye-bye.